This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson, the Dignitary Coalition. Don McGay, Donaghey, D-O-N-A-G-H-E-Y, E-L-E-E, the date of the chief complaint, altered level of consciousness, multiple decubitus alterations. The agency, the patient is an transfer from the outstate medical center. He is known to have chronic systolic heart failure with underlying ejection fraction of 43%. He further has a history of coronary artery disease, and his status shows coronary artery bypass grafting. He has had recurring falls and recent admission to John Muir for sternal wound of serious. The patient was discharged on June 15th, as noted, period. The discharge diagnosis includes this: 1, failure to drive, neck number, frequent falls, neck number, dementia, neck number, acute on chronic heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, neck number, orthostatic hypotension, neck number, elevated LFTs, neck number, cirrhosis of the liver with ascites, next number of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, next number of chronic kidney disease, next number of severe aortic stenosis, next number of iron deficiency anemia, next number of history of carotid, next number of pressure injury of sacral region unstable, next number of osteomyelitis of the sternum. The patient, as noted, has had multiple falls, period. The etiology was felt to be indeterminate, period. He has moderate pulmonary hypertension, period. Patient currently is resting in bed. He denies chest pain or shortness of breath, period. His friend is at the bedside, period. She is visiting from Chicago, period. The past medical history is as above. Past surgical history includes that of full vessel bypass surgery. He has history of osteomyelitis of the sternum with non-healing sinus tract, period. He had completed eight-week course of vancomycin and daptomycin for MRSA infection. All sternal wires were removed on September 8, 2023. An ostomy wound bag was placed at that time, period. The review of systems, constitutional, no fever or chills, logic, no headache or dizziness, cardiovascular, as for HBI, respiratory, yes, some shortness of breath, period. Then if the urinary, no, he has no urgency or dysuria, gastrointestinal, he has no nausea, vomiting, and anesthesia. From a respiratory perspective, he is known to have ischial back thoracotomy dating to November 2nd, 2023. This was followed by pleurodesis. The physical examination blood pressure .102/60 pulse. .77 respiratory rate. .18 point of care glucose. .97 saturation. .97% weight. .152.2 pounds. Period. The neurologic, he has no focal abnormality. Skin, he has multiple sacral decubiti ulcers. Cardiovascular, regular rate and rhythm at a grade 2/6 systolic murmur in the aortic region. Abdomen soft, extremities no edema. Data review. Echocardiogram 6/12/2024. Left ventricle ejection fraction 30-45%. Patient noted to be in irregular rhythm. There is moderately dilated right ventricle. A bioprosthesis is present in the aortic valve. The prosthetic aortic valve is normal. There is severe tricuspid regurgitation. There is malcooptation of the tricuspid valve leaflets. Inferior vena cava is noted to be dilated. Overall impression, 85-year-old male with history of dementia, heart failure, reduced ejection fraction, carotid cancer, history of pericarditis, history of coronary artery disease, pleural effusion, admitted with failure to thrive and recurrent falls. He has history of dementia. He has moderate pulmonary hypertension. The plan will continue him on his usual medications, period. He has overall poor prognosis. Yes. Yes. Paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, period. This is all from the floor. I will continue the therapy. Thanks for the first